I think it's just because animation has traditionally been sort of like a male-dominated field. There were women in animation even back in the Walt Disney days, but they tended to be more in like ink and paint and other more support roles like that. But I think the number of women in animation is increasing. And as for why there aren't more women-owned businesses, I'm not sure. I know there are some out there, but I think it just has to do with that.
And how did you get involved in this line of work?
It was just something that I knew I wanted to do since I was a kid. I mean, I saw some Disney movies and thought, you know, how great is that, that you can pretty much invent your own world and make anything happen. So I fell in love with animation then. And then after that, I went to Pratt in New York, studied animation there. And then I worked in television production for a while. And then after that, I decided that it was time to open my own business.
So if you could take us on a vicarious visit to Flaming Medusa Studios, what would we find there? What kind of animation work do you do in your studio?
Mainly we do animation with Flash, which is a program. I think it was originally made to design websites, but we quickly repurposed it and now use it to do animation not only for the internet, but also you can use it just for like TV production and stuff like that. So if you came in here, you would see a lot of pictures on the walls. You would see computers, wires, because a lot of it is done digitally. And we also have some traditional animation equipment from the old days, like a light table and animation discs with peg bars. So we could do it the old-fashioned way, too, if we needed to.
What kinds of things do you specialize in?
Well, we specialize in character animation, and we have a background in storytelling as well. Like I've done work for some major networks and some TV productions and TV pilots and stuff like that. So really what makes us different in this area is that we have that experience. It's not just about moving things from here to there. It's about making things come to life. So that's really different, I think, about us for this area. We're constantly doing work on, like, web videos, what they call explainer videos. We also do educational videos, pretty much any kind of video that a company would need to help them get their message across to their clients is something that we would be able to work on.
Flaming Medusa Studios CEO Darcy Voorhees says she'd like to produce more independent films, and she wants to establish a presence in New York City, where her studio has many of its clients. I'm Steve Hirschberg.